I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Ukraine held elections late last month. The final results are now in. They show President Viktor Yanukovych and his ruling party scoring big wins around the country. Now, since he took office earlier this year, Yanukovych has been extending his influence in the nation's classrooms as well. As Bridget McCarthy reports, his government has even rewritten textbooks to omit certain uncomfortable topics, such as the Orange Revolution of 2004.
Nina Yarosh teaches history at a public school in downtown Kiev. She says the new fifth-grade textbooks haven't arrived in schools yet. They're still being printed, but the new curriculum has. I have it right here, she says, as she pulls a stack of papers off her desk.
As you can see, if we look at the modern Ukraine section, we see the fall of the USSR, independent Ukraine, state symbols, modern Ukraine in the world, and that's it.
In other words, as far as the schools are concerned, contemporary Ukrainian history ends in 2001. Teachers are no longer supposed to discuss the 2004 Orange Revolution in class. Nina Yarosh doesn't think that's right.
This was a page in our history, and it should be there. It's a great and necessary page.
And one that represented the emergence of civil society in the former Soviet Republic. Some of Nina Yarosh's students remember when hundreds of thousands of ordinary citizens took to the streets 6 years ago to protest a rigged election. I was there with my mom and dad and brother, says fifth grader Silvana Bondarets. Another fifth grader says she watched the protests on TV. People wanted their vote to count so that the real and strong Ukraine would win, classmate Danya Pielpenko adds. But at another school in Kiev, 10th grader Eduard Savanyuk has a different view of the Orange Revolution. They paid people money, he says, and people stood there like idiots. Besides, he says, it didn't lead to anything good. Svetlana Nipur, a history teacher at his school, agrees. She doesn't have any problem with the government removing the Orange Revolution from school curriculum and textbooks.
We should wait for 50 or 100 years to pass, and then we can look back and say whether this was a revolution or something else.
For Viktor Yanukovych, the Orange Revolution was something else, a public humiliation. That's because he was the bad guy, the Moscow-backed presidential candidate whose victory was overturned after nationwide protests and accusations of massive voter fraud. Taras Kuzio is a visiting fellow at Johns Hopkins School for Advanced International Studies and is writing a history of contemporary Ukraine.
Many of his actions since coming to power this year are really a gut reflex of revenge for what took place 6 years ago.
Kuzio says Yanukovych never admitted any wrongdoing, nor was he ever punished for it.
I'm firmly of the belief that Yanukovych to this very day believes that there was no election fraud and that he was actually elected in a free and fair manner.
Kuzio says many of Yanukovych's supporters think so too and rely on conspiracy theories to explain what happened in 2004.
They really believed that this wasn't Ukrainians coming on the streets of their own accord. This was a planned CIA operation.
And that the protesters were paid to stand in the streets day after day in sub-freezing temperatures. Taras Kuzio says this kind of thinking is a legacy of Soviet political culture, where ordinary citizens have absolutely no rights or ability to influence politics.
So the concept of people just coming on the streets of their own accord is something that they can't get their heads around. It's so unfamiliar, it's so unusual, and therefore they automatically assume, like them, that when we go on the streets, we're given 100 hryvni, we're given money to go on the streets and stand with our flags.
6 years later, Ukraine remains almost evenly divided between supporters and opponents of the Orange Revolution, with their warring narratives and worldviews.
And because there is so much information out there, it is going to be impossible to wipe the slate clean. This is not the USSR anymore.
Which is why President Yanukovych can delete the Orange Revolution from textbooks, but he can't completely rewrite history. For The World, I'm Brigid McCarthy.